I'm Milo Brooks, and this is Affirmative Actions. And tonight, for Affirmative Actions, we've come to the Art Not Oil exhibition at the Institute of Autonomy. Mark Brown, why Art Not Oil?
Yes. Well, Art Not Oil is really important because it's about saying yes to our creativity, but it's about saying no to the oil industry and what it's doing to us.
What is the oil industry doing to us?
Well, predominantly the effect it's having on our climate, and also the effect that on people wherever the oil industry operates is disastrous, and lives and livelihoods are shattered. The industry just sweeps people into the gutter, basically, and worse in its ceaseless search for profit. So we've come to the understanding that companies like BP and others, but predominantly BP in this city, which is one of the world's greatest oil cities where BP is based, BP has decided to launder its bad reputation by spending money to get its logo into the great cultural institutions of our city, which are the Science Museum, the Natural History Museum, the Barbican, the Tate Britain, the National Gallery, and the National Portrait Gallery, to name not the whole list.
So I suppose the idea is when someone sees the BP logo, they think nice portraits in a nice museum. They don't see paramilitary groups executing human rights activists fighting for clean water that BP has polluted.
Absolutely right, yeah. I mean, I was there yesterday at the Royal Opera House live feed of their opera from the Opera House into Trafalgar Square, where there were BP logos abounding, BP hats, BP plastic bags, BP raincoats, and a couple of people from our group giving out leaflets saying, hang on a minute, there's some questions that need to be asked about this. Why are they doing this? What are they getting away with? Actually, are they actually getting... they're getting an amazing deal in the way that they can actually buy what we call the social license to operate, which means that they can, for a small amount of money to sponsor these institutions, they buy the public goodwill that allows them to carry on doing what they do. Now, in the sense, in the case of the National Portrait Gallery, before it was sponsored, before their BP Portrait Award was sponsored by BP, it was sponsored by a company called Imperial Tobacco. Now, once upon a time, it was okay for an art gallery and a tobacco company to work together. And then the art gallery turned around and thought, hang on, the wind has changed and society's changed. We can't be seen to be getting into bed with a tobacco company. We're going to say goodbye to them. And then they turn around and see, who else is out there trying to buy themselves a good name? Well, they wouldn't take money from the nuclear industry. I know, how about BP, the oil industry? They've got some reputational issues to work out. And so for 15 years or more now, the BP has been sponsoring the Portrait Award, which inspires us because we can see that there is a precedent for societal attitudes change to who is sponsoring things. We don't actually believe in corporate sponsorship of any kind. But we're going for the oil industry. We're also looking at the way these institutions, the cultural institutions, are working hand in hand with the state, with government.
Ultimately, sponsorship is a form of censorship because you can choose which artists you're going to promote and what ideas they're putting across.
I agree. And these are questions that many people actually, when you talk to them, actually do grasp very, very clearly. And we were giving out leaflets yesterday in Trafalgar Square, and people knew exactly. They can take their art and their opera, and many of them must have a sophisticated understanding. Unfortunately, not everybody does, and some people did say, well, BP's better than the others. And I said, oh, that's interesting. Tell me where that came, you know, where you think that idea came from. And they weren't really sure, which seems to be the way advertising works, in that it forms your opinion without even you realizing that you've had your opinion formed. Yes.
Hello.
So when someone comes to the Art Not Oil exhibition, running from today till the 18th, what can they expect to find?
Well, we've had a fantastic day running around, sticking up the creations of our friends and those people we've never met before who've come through with amazing work at the last minute. Some of it's painting, a little bit of sculpture, some of it's photography. Tonight we've had live music and painting being kind of merged together in a wild way. A lot of it's looking at the darker situation with the oil industry, because that needs to be revealed. There's also some stuff.
And videos and films.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's also, well, obviously, there's all kinds of information about what they're up to in a more dry way, but then there's also some celebratory, uplifting art that is about, you know, celebrating where we're at and where we could go.
The actual technical brilliance of some of these portraits is quite amazing. Are these artists featured anywhere else?
Well, that's interesting because I've been working on this like pretty non-stop for most of the year, trying to knock on the door of the mainstream art media, sending them this work, which is strong work in its own right, and we've had nothing. And also the portrait of Saddam Hussein with BP logos on his collar was submitted for the BP Portrait Award and summarily rejected. Well, it's a strange, strange situation. And another painting of Sir Charles Saatchi, the great apparent philanthropist and art lover and gatherer, a portrait of him holding a lit match in his hand, which was also put into the BP Portrait Award, was lost by the National Portrait Gallery. So you can see the lack of respect that they receive. But fortunately, we've had a few glimmers of light, and the portrait of Saddam Hussein has appeared in the pages of Time Out, with a lovely quote from BP, who were asked about this exhibition, which was partly being organised by London Rising Tide, and the BP man said, "Rising Tide, that extreme left-wing organisation, their concerns are of no value and are of no interest to us."
The Art Not Oil exhibition runs 12 to 6 p.m. from the 10th of June to the 18th of June at the Institute of Autonomy, right near the UCL, University College of London, 76 to 78 Gower Street. A multimedia presentation featuring art, music, and some good vegan food and cheap beer.
The dark underbelly of another oil war. In 2002, we finally saw the start of the expression. In fact, to emphasize the huge financial and geopolitical significance of the event, we announced our start of construction to the media on five separate occasions. We learned about that sentence, having yet finished exactly.